Letters and Comments, A Brief Story. I studied Zen passively for 3 decades, mostly in the context of martial arts. Months ago, I heard the name Ramana Maharishi and felt drawn to learn about his teachings, simply based upon hearing his name. When I read his teachings, a profound understanding occurred, to say the least. Since then, I have come to learn more about Sri Maharishi and Hinduism. I feel a compelling connection to Arunachala, but more importantly, I feel a sense of devotion to Ramana that my little self does not quite understand. The best I can explain it is that his words were like a lighthouse that not only showed me the way out of a storm, but also illuminated the way home. I see a reference to devotees on your website. How does one become such a devotee in current times, if it is even possible? Is there, or even was there, initiation at Arunachala? Thank you so much, American devotee. How does one become such a devotee in current times? It is no different than in past times when the Maharishi occupied a body and yet spread his web of grace around the globe. Many have been caught in it during his lifetime, and by far a larger number have been caught in it following his Mahanirvana 65 years ago. Those like you who have experienced a compelling connection to Sri Ramana and Arunachala become devotees involuntarily, so to speak. They become fascinated by the simplicity, the directness and authenticity of his teachings. They then become equally fascinated with the beauty and graciousness of his personality. And there are those who are caught in his web of grace by serendipitously resting their eyes on an image of him, a photo perhaps, especially the one attached to this email. Or they may simply hear his name like you. Then they may feel the impact of his most profound and powerful teaching, his silence penetrating their heart unexpectedly, immediately transporting them to a realm of peace and joy never before experienced. In this and other ways, the Master chooses his disciples, his devotees. We do not choose him. It is he who chooses us. And when he does, our path to deliverance becomes clear, and what needs to be done, we proceed to do under his watchful eye and guidance. Devotees feel it now, just as before. Now, the world is slowly saturated by a gentle shower of grace, forming pools here and there, where sincere souls gather to quench their spiritual thirst and extinguish the flames of worldly illusion. One such place where the greatest influence of Arunachala Ramana is experienced is at his abode, Sri Ramanashramam in Tiruvannamalai, Tamil Nadu, at the foot of the Arunachala mountain. If you wish to confirm your connection with the Maharishi and drink deep from the source of the spring of illumination, that is where you should make your way now, if possible. But if not possible, there is no harm. He has always said that mental contact is the best. All is present here, where we are now. We simply need to turn to him and his teachings with one-pointed devotion and dedication. regarding your question of initiation, from what you wrote, it is apparent to me that he has already given it. He has already caught you in his eternal web, and you will soon be convinced of it yourself. Editor.